we have, yes. They've come forward and presented it to TAPS and all been verified, and now they're planning how to spend all their money.
When did they come forward, Alan? Just yesterday?
No, Sunday morning they came in and presented the ticket, and then it was all pretty low-key, and then, Monday they raised it with TAPS and all confirmed up by yesterday morning.
I was getting a bit of a feeling we were never going to have that winner because it had been several days, hadn't it?
Yeah, it'd been over a week, so, and I don't think they were sitting on it. It was just that they just hadn't done their weekly lotto.
Took a while to check the numbers, yes.
Yeah, they wasted a week at work.
I believe the father and son are planning on putting their winners towards a dad's retirement, some fishing trips or holidays. Gee, some fishing trip, $2.5 million.
Yeah. Catch a few bonefish or something, so yeah.
A brand new car might be in order as well.
Yeah, that's right. Don't tell the car salesman that, though.
Good on you, Alan. Thanks very much for your time this morning. And it's great that the winners have come forward to claim that $2.5 million. And it just goes to show you the best place to get your Tats Lotto ticket is Burnie News Agency in Wilson Street, isn't it?
Yeah, looking forward to our next one. Yeah, that'll be good.